You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I said I wasn't going to talk about the Jets again after the Black Friday disaster. Here I am every time I think I'm out.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Eventually stays like a before.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Zach Wilson is back. And not just back. He's a starter for the rest of the season.
Today's guests, Timberwolves point guard Mike Conley, actor David Oyelowo, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show here on a Thursday in December 2023, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. I'd like to hear from you today. We'll have a conversation. I'm quarter zipped up, ready to roll for the next 3 hours. We're hoping you
roll.
Join us right here on the Roku channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, and more. We say hello to our podcast listeners. Our podcast every single day, all 3 hours available for you, 1, 2, and 3. Listen to all three. We appreciate hitting the follow button there. Also part of our RSS feed, the Overreaction Monday podcast, still out there for you. Tonight's Thursday night football game between the Steelers and the Patriots. Will not date a single aspect of it whatsoever. It'll still be completely Overreaction Monday proof, like it was right in your inbox on Monday. 844-204-RICH, number to dial to talk about the Thursday night game. Susie and Amy Trask and What the Football, that's out there as well. I guessed on it. Talking quite a bit about the big game this very Sunday, Philadelphia and the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Good to see you over there, Christopher Brockman. How are you?
Rich, I'm great. What's happening?
DJ Mikey D is indeed nuts. Good to see you at your post. TJ Jefferson, candles already lit. Good to see you.
Candles lit. Embiid had 50 last night. Let's go.
Embiid had 50 last night. Luka had a triple-double by halftime. Right?
First quarter almost.
Right. He looked terrific. The rest of the NBA was back out there.
Congratulations to Luka. Just had his first child.
Hey, how about that?
So he's on no sleep and he's dropping triple doubles.
So yeah. I guess what is that telling the folks at FS1 they don't know what they're talking about? If you have a baby, you can still triple double in the state of Texas?
Apparently.
Is that what you can do?
I think so.
Okay.
I think
right?
So, yeah.
Because Dak looks pretty good.
Well, he has
truly
daddy.
One of the dumbest takes that hit my inbox in the past few years.
Really dumb take.
Okay.
Yeah.
At any rate, that's for another network. That's Baby Fox. That was, you know, that's like infant. That's like embryo Fox. That's how bad that take was. Hey, well, speaking of bad takes, I'll own this one. When the NBA in-season tournament was announced, and it took a lot of, like, understanding. I mean, I know they wanted to make the early regular season games feel bigger, count better in the mind's eye of the fan.
Mm-hmm.
That I got. I just kind of just trying to figure out, you know, making it like the World Cup with pool play. And how does that work? And if you play four games in pool play, and what if you go on three of the first ones, you already know you're out. What are you going to do? In the World Cup, you know, they're trying. You know, you don't want to go back to some of these countries and when you're tanking, right? Some of those,
yeah,
some those countries
very
are
serious.
They're
yeah.
run by people that are, nah. I'll show you a tank. It's in a very small, remote part of our nation. So I didn't understand that part of it, but then I finally got it. And then I looked at the schedule and I saw, okay, so they're playing the, semifinal games and the finals in Vegas. That I get. Cause you know, the NFL is playing its final game in Las Vegas, Nevada this year.
And you've been there.
I have been there for the draft. It's amazing. And I've been there for an NBA All-Star game. It was insane all week. And then even worse trying to get out of town. Back when it was McCarran Airport.
I'm saying you've been there to, you know, play some dice, too.
Oh, not in a long time, sir.
Oh, really?
I wish. That is verboten, sir, as the National Football League might point out.
Oh, my bad.
No dice.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Literally and figuratively. But at the time, I was thinking to myself, oh, wait a minute. December on a Thursday, that's the NFL. What's the NBA thinking about? Then I looked up, what's the Week 14 kickoff on Prime Video that you could see on Roku? I might not have said that exactly in the air in my head, but I looked it up and I saw Patriots Steelers. And I'm like, man.
Big game.
Look at the moxie out of the NBA here. All right, we're going to create something new that it's difficult to follow and understand. And we're gonna have two of the most important games to make this thing work and cash up against Patriots and Steelers. Good luck to you. Yeah. I even came on the air and I basically said, okay, we'll see how that works out.
Yep.
It's 11 and, Super Bowls, or 12, actually.
And here we are. Right?
Here we are.
December 7th. Here we are.
Here we go.
And
There's a game tonight.
And it's a game tonight. And it's Zappy v. Trubisky.
Hey, all right.
And I'll raise my hand in typical Del Tufo style and go, my bad.
I can't have everything ready.
My bad. And hey, listen, Lakers-Pelicans is interesting to me.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens when the Bucks and Tyrese Halliburton collide in Las Vegas tonight. The Pacers? But I didn't see this one coming. Now, the Steelers, this is a big football game tonight for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
For them, yeah.
It is a... Well, hold on a second. Let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Because I have a memorandum on my desk here, and I understand.
Oh, yeah. Let me grab that.
Okay. So, the Pittsburgh Steelers, this is a big football game for them tonight. 7-5. And... in the AFC playoff picture, they have to win a home game against a two-win team that can't score a single point. They didn't last week. This is what we would call a bunny. And I would never say that for a Bill Belichick coach team coming into town. Never. But they are to call the Patriots banged up is an offense to the great healthcare system of Boston, Massachusetts. All world, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Mass General.
Okay. Among others.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
And the Browns are 7-5, and the Colts are 7-5, and the Texans are 7-5, and the Broncos are 6-6, and the Bills are 6-6, and the Bengals are 6-6. And you got the Patriots in a two-win situation with Ramondre Stevenson now out. To add to the host of players who are now out. And Mac Jones so buried on the bench that it will take a considerable car wreck to have him play a game tonight. And this Patriots team is coming in, limping in on a short week on the road in Pittsburgh. This one, and I know it's an offense to anybody who plays in the NFL. And certainly... the legends who are coaching against each other tonight to say, this one is a gimme. And certainly, if you're telling me, TJ, coming from Pittsburgh, PA, and I'm seeing the reaction to me saying multiple times this week, you're out of your mind if you want to get rid of Mike Tomlin.
Yeah,
And the pushback has been, last few years when I've said it, people are kind of like, sort of like, you know, the Alonzo Mourning gif of shaking their head and going, all right.
You got a point. The right sights.
Right. This year, it's been ferocious and saying, not this year, no more. But they're 7-5. And they should be 8-5 by the end of tonight, which means they're still that 5 seed walking into Indianapolis next week for a Saturday game that I'll be calling. On NFL Network. A big one. So that's what's at stake there. What's at stake for the New England Patriots? I have it right here. Do you have it right there, Mike? I'm not asking you to grab the paper.
I got it.
There's a button that you should be hitting right now. There's a button you should be hitting right now. That's okay.
I wanted the paper and the.
Okay, just go. Just give me the job.
Did you get that memo?
I do have it. Yeah.
I wanted to show you.
Yeah. Okay.
They're going into this game tonight, New England, to win it, pal. And I can see a scenario this evening. Hey,
sure.
Say sure all you want. I could see a scenario this evening where the Steelers with Trubisky are still sleepwalking on offense, and Bailey Zappe shows up, and Zeke Elliott shows up, and, you know, and Belichick's defense is as good as it's been the last couple weeks, and the points-challenged Steelers are points-challenged tonight, and New England strolls out of there.
Points-challenged Patriots.
Pal, I get
14
it.
14 points in the last three
I
games.
Know that they are the first team since the Chicago Cardinals of 1938 to lose three straight games in which they have given up 10 or fewer points. I could see a scenario where they come up with that dub tonight, and I'm just telling you this. The Patriots want to win this game in the worst way. Just a reminder to everybody out there who's like, Caleb this, Drake May that. And by the way, you're already hearing, even from my buddy Orlovsky, I think, is the one out there wondering about the height. How tall is Caleb Williams after all?
Oh, geez, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to get a
showing
sneaky,
up at the combine,
like, well,
hand size, height,
maybe,
all that business?
Maybe Jaden Daniels should go number one. Is that coming in the next few
months?
Who knows?
I already told you the way it's going to work.
Yeah, I know.
I already told you how it will work.
About tonight. Nobody wants us to win, okay?
That's not true.
I get that the organization wants to win.
They
Everyone
do.
Who has their check
Belichick
signed by RKK.
And Belichick.
They want to win the game.
Yeah, so they do.
The millions and millions of the fan base do not. They stink. They're going to keep stinking for five more weeks. They're not going to score a point tonight.
Maybe you'll have your Frank Gore moment tonight.
I'll be
Maybe
sure.
Zeke is your Frank Gore. And
what?
Again, the Frank
what?
Gore. The
three yards and a cloud of dust?
No, but Frank Gore. I keep telling you, as the Jets are starting Zach Wilson again this weekend, and Trevor Lawrence is already showing his superhuman ability to come back from an injury that looked like it was season-ending, and now he's strolling around with a wrap on, wearing open-toed slides, coming back 2 days later to say, it's not so bad. Maybe I'll play this weekend for the Jacksonville Jaguars or miss only one game with a high ankle sprain, blah, blah, blah.
Check him for adamantium,
Frank Gore scored a touchdown here in Los Angeles against the Rams, and the Jets are high-fiving, and they're all psyched to blow up their chance at Trevor Lawrence and Zach starting this weekend.
Here's
you may have Zeke
what's
may
gonna
be
happen.
Your Frank Gore.
Let me tell you what. Here's what's going to happen if the Patriots win tonight. I'm going to need a new TV in my living room because I'm going to throw my remote through it.
How big is your remote?
Big enough. I mean, it's the old
that it would crack?
Old DirecTV remote.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Heavy John.
Oh, okay. Oh, so, with the double A's in there and for extra heft.
Those things were heavy.
Okay.
Well, luckily, he's got another
there
TV.
There you go, one of those up there, Mike.
He's got another TV next to it, so if you crack one.
Wait a minute. You have Roku's giving you devices. What's going on?
I'm going to break my TV. That's what I'm trying to say if
okay.
we win tonight.
Wow.
Don't do that.
Those videos that go viral when someone loses a bet or misses a kick or something, that's going to be me.
Oh, then
insubordinate. And churlish.
Well, let me come over
well
and
certainly Roku
you.
Feels that way.
Don't win tonight. That's all I'm saying. Where's my camera? Do not win tonight. Zappy, you got the memo.
Did you get that memo?
I need three turnovers minimum out of you tonight.
Okay.
I need the ball on the ground. I need 0 points.
He's not going to do that.
Go Patriots. Well, he might not do that, but you know who might do that is TJ Watt. He'll probably take you up on that.
I mean, look at come on.
Yeah, because they want to win this thing.
TJ,
they have to win it.
He'll get a few sacks.
They don't have to win.
No,
they do not have to win.
No, the Steelers.
Oh, the Steelers.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the Patriots.
That's why it's like TJ Watt will help
you.
Yeah,
they're going to let
the Steelers have to win.
Let me tell you something.
We're not going to apologize for winning.
Exactly.
Please don't.
Just one last thing on this subject matter. Just to close this thing up here. Out of... And I was around it in Germany. I'm going to be around this team again for week 16. By the way, on Christmas Eve, Patriots at Broncos. That's the last game I'm calling for NFL Network this year. We'll be there. Kurt Warner and I in the booth. And I'll be around that team. And around them in Germany and around this team, they are definitely, I think, a little bit shocked as to how this has fallen apart so quickly. On the opposite side of that scale, as you know, Chris, are a whole legion of fan bases that are taking those tears and filling up their mugs because the Patriots were standing in their way or kicking their ass up and down the block for those 20 years of Belichick and Brady doing it together and the whole host of soon-to-be future Hall of Famers that haven't been named yet and deserve to be in there because of that two-decade stretch of dominance.
Did you say it like that on purpose?
Yes. The Steelers fan base has to be very high on that list and will take no prisoners this evening. And I bet Tomlin will channel that.
I mean, the flip side, if the Steelers lose.
Is that, again.
Oh, man, those Tomlin
haters. This is as low as the Patriots have been pre-Belichick. I mean, go back to, this is Dick McPherson Patriots. This is how low it is right now.
Yeah, this is the 92 season, so the worst team in the league, and the number one pick the next year.
Could have seen it coming, and here that team strolls in tonight.
Yep. But the best part about the NFL, too, is, Rich, is
are ready to roll.
You could turn it around in a year. Look at the Houston Texans.
You could turn it around in a week, in a short week, between scoring no points at home against the Chargers and marching into Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and winning a game that you've been told through a memorandum.
From Chris Brockman.
To not do.
I mean,
go get your stapler.
I'd bet my house. There's no way the Pats win.
Wow,
tonight.
Be careful.
Hey, Milton.
I mean, I'm home alone, so.
I know that. We got to talk about that. You know what we're going to do next? Well, first of all, let's go through the guest list today. Our first guest is a very large individual. He is strolling in here, I imagine, with his new Colorado Buffaloes gear.
Yeah.
His name is Jordan Seaton. Remember, he kept on saying you need a little that Deion watching his son getting his
back broke,
and all of that
destroyed it.
They need more sand in the pants.
Yeah, we knew that early on.
You know, in the line, certainly on offensive line play. Well, he got some sand. He got a seat. He got Seaton, and I don't mean Dan Patrick's. No. This gentleman is 6'5", 287. He might fill up this entire chair like Whitworth style, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's coming in hour number two. He's the new Colorado Buffalo. He's the number one offensive tackle available in this year's recruiting class.
That's what they need.
And he's going to go to Colorado. So Prime got himself some sand in the pants. And he'll be here in studio in hour number two. We've got an in-studio guest in hour number three, David Oyelowo. He is the star of the new Taylor Sheridan show, which means it's already a monster hit on Paramount Plus, which is available right here on Roku and the Roku channel. He plays the lawman Bass Reeves, and he will be here in studio in hour number three. You may also know him from his work. He played Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, and he's a Brit, and I can't wait. I love when we have Brit actors and actresses here. And I'm like, where do you come up with the American accent?
Right?
So like, who?
So they do it so well.
I know they do.
So
good at they make us look dumb.
I'm going to work on
straight
mine.
Straight up.
Hello, governor.
Oh, and Mike Conley will be on the program from the 16-4 Minnesota Timberwolves.
Hey-o.
Man, they're balling.
And we'll ask him all sorts of questions about what's going on with his team. And then at some point, I will ask him if he follows college football. So that'll be great.
Nothing personal.
Nothing personal. I'm just wondering. It's lots of questions. Just want to hunt and peck. Do you follow college football?
Yeah. What school did you go to?
It'll be great. And so speaking of college football, when we come back, this is going to be fun. I wouldn't miss this if I were you. And I'm not just saying that because it's my job to keep you through the commercial break we're about to go to on this. By the way, the big lead winning radio show of the year, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Appreciate the big lead for giving us a shout out.
And great write-up.
Do we get an award for that? Do we get something?
It's like Del Tufo's.
They gave us a nice write-up.
You get a certificate.
I actually have Emmys and certificates.
No, do they send us something? It's a very nice write-up.
It was a great write-up, man.
I think it's just
like they clearly taken our program.
Pat on the back. Yeah, they've seen the show.
And so, or heard it, since we're the radio show of the year. At any rate. We have mentioned multiple times, what if the NFL had a playoff committee that would choose the four best teams? And, you know, where would that place the teams that have backup quarterbacks? See ya. You know, would we do the same thing? So what we're going to do next, all four of us have created our own playoff committee of one with the NFL. Mm-hmm. And we have our final four to make the playoffs, like right now. Unfortunately.
Right now.
I know. Again, Chris Brockman would love the season to end. Well, not right now. You'd need one more loss. You got to be better than you got to be worse than Carolina.
Like I said, they're going to win one more game.
But when we come back, we're going to have our own playoff committee.
Ooh.
I also, yeah, the final four, all of us. And who are we leaving out? Who would you leave out, by the way? by using your hands and calling in. 844-204-RICH, number to dial to tell us about that. I've got my top five most intriguing matchups of week number 14. It is getting late for a lot of fantasy leagues. This is the final regular season week for many people. And so, TJ Jefferson, your fantasy advice could not be more crucial and important.
Yeah, I'm going to give you some handcuffs.
Urgent. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very kinky. All right. That's next.
Hey, Ferry.
Our college football playoff committee. Brockman is not even making eye contact with me now.
Can't do it.
You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. Rich Eisen here. If you love football as much as we do here and want to be in the game every day, there's something the guys on my show have been enjoying. Prize Picks Daily Fantasy Sports, the number one daily fantasy sports app. Brockman, tell everybody about Prize Picks and your strategy this season.
Rich, it's fun and easy. Pick two players or more based on their stats and place your entry. It takes less than 60 seconds and just a few taps. You make your picks and boom, you're part of the action. With basketball season here, you can now pick combo projections across football and basketball from the Specials League, a league created specifically for combo projections that includes two or more players from different sports and leagues. Prize Picks even has a reboot policy where your entries stay in play if one of your players gets injured. For basketball and football games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player is rebooted. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with insurance for injury. I love Prize Picks because it adds to my game time experience. Look, looking ahead this week, NFL, Jahmyr Gibbs, total yards, Tony Pollard, rush yards. Boom, that's a winner.
If you're eager to test your knowledge and skills, play the game enjoyed by millions and join the Prize Picks community. Visit prizepicks.com/pigskin and use code pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code pigskin at prizepicks.com/pigskin for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy made easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network. And I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So I saw this on the old X machine the other night, and I thought it was a funny comment, although obviously not at the moment when we thought that Trevor Lawrence was significantly hurt for the entire season. And now that we've seen him show up at his podium yesterday with a mere bandage wrap on his high ankle sprain, and he's not even in some sort of a boots. He's not even in some, he isn't even in a high top shoe.
Did some slides.
He's just letting that ankle freak flag fly, man.
Right.
Yeah. Wobble, wobble.
Air that baby breathe, out. Baby.
But you're like, hey, those wraps can be tied or whatever. Mm-hmm. Open-toed sandal, that's a choice to basically say, I'm okay. And I saw the tweet like, hey, good thing, you know, like, you know, the college football playoff. It wasn't a good thing. The tweet was the college football playoff committee has just eliminated the Jacksonville Jaguars from the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they lost the quarterback.
And I was, again, saying over and over and over again, poor Florida State's defense. You know, Did they break their own starting quarterback's leg? Did they concuss their backup quarterback to the point where now a third stringer's in there looking less than, and the playoff committee is like, yeah, well, forget the fact that the defense held Jeff Brohm's offense to less than 20 points, which I think Bruce Feldman said hadn't been done in years when he came in on Wednesday. At any rate, be that as it may, I'm like, good thing the NFL doesn't have a college football playoff committee. And you came in and you're like, hey, what if we became that, Chris?
That's right.
So what we have done is we have created, all of us, our final four entering week 14. If the playoffs started today, this would be the way we would do it in the NFL if there was a college football playoff committee. And it's interesting. What are our metrics going to be?
Right.
You know, is it just straight record? Do you have to have a division crown?
Nope.
Is it for television purposes? The most entertaining matchup?
You never know.
So, here we go. All four of us have given it, right? It's me, and it's you, Chris, and it's you, Del Tufo, and it's you, TJ. All of us going to give our final four. I like the music.
No, we're going to switch it.
Oh, we're going to switch it. Oh, you played the wrong music.
No.
You blew it. Just raise your hand.
I have a pregame music, and then I have an in-game music. When you start, watch.
Okay, here we go. Ready? All right, I'll go first.
Drop that ish.
Here we go.
Rich, you're up. What do you got?
Here's my college football playoff committee final four. If it was for the NFL. Oh, look at this on the screen right there. It looks like the real
film. This is amazing.
Production. All right, here we go.
Yes.
My number one seed. They are number one on my power rankings. I believe they're going to be number one on everybody's rich NFL playoff committee final four. It's the San Francisco 49ers. Mm. They are the one seed. Okay. Next up, your two seed. Again, if we selected NFL playoff teams like college football, my two seed are currently the 10-win Philadelphia Eagles. Ooh. They're still the two seed right now.
Interesting.
All right. Interesting. Next up, it's the three seed, right? This is how ESPN did it. They did a 1, 2, 3, yeah. And then went to six.
Went to six.
Then announced the four and the five, right?
Correct.
Okay. My number three seed. I have them in my power rankings as the highest ranked AFC team. And I think television wise, people would love to see Jalen Hurts versus Lamar Jackson. The Baltimore Ravens are number three. Now, by your reaction, that means you're afraid to play the Ravens, right? You're not acting surprised. You're acting like you're scared to play the Ravens, because that was the reaction I was hoping you would give, because that's the reaction Michigan had when they saw Alabama instead of Florida State. All I'm saying. Next
not
up,
about Michigan.
Next up, number six.
Yes.
This team did not make it. They're going to be playing for all the oranges in the NFL.
Yeah,
number six. Are the current one seed in the AFC, the Miami Dolphins, are six.
Ooh.
They're six. So now I'm revealing five next? Is that what it is? Or four?
Four next.
That has made the NFL playoffs to play the San Francisco 49ers in the first round are the Kansas City Chiefs. They have made it, which means the Dallas Cowboys are out. Five. And here's my reasoning. You had your whole Cowboys whiteboard up. You look at he's frozen. Cowboys are out. Chiefs are in. I think America would love to see a rematch between the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Niners like their Super Bowl from a couple years ago. And in terms of television, in terms of what more people would like to see.
Well, clearly you don't care about
the Dallas Cowboys raid a lot. But there's one person that outrages the Dallas Cowboys when she shows up.
Come on, son.
In a stadium. Oh, you bet.
Come on, son.
I'm not kicking Taylor Swift out of the NFL playoffs. No way. No how.
Rich Eisen.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Karma is a boy on the Chiefs, and he's making the playoffs. TJ, you're up next.
I don't even want to participate in this.
Phenomenal.
All right.
TJ.
Rich, believe it or not, we were very simpatico on a lot of these.
All right, what do you got?
Coming in at number one, look, man. It is what it is.
I think that's the way we should all put the Niners up first. It's like, look, man, it is what it is.
Okay. The thing about the Niners is I'll give them props. This is a very strong team, man. They're very loaded on both sides of the ball. And they got a kid from Altoona, Kevin Givens, number 90, that plays on the defensive line, who grew up across the street from my mom for a few years. So that's a little known fact about him. So I got the Niners at one. At number two, look, again, 10-2 right now. You can make an argument that
they're simpatico.
One, look, they got the most wins in the league, but because they did get handled in such a solid way on Sunday, I got to put the Niners one. I got to pick the Eagles two.
All right, so who's three?
Coming at number three, this was tough. 3-6 was all pretty hard. But I'm going to stick with you on this one. I'm going to say it might be Lamar's time to shine.
How amazing would it be, even if that's the Super Bowl at the end of the year, Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson in the same field, I think, would be...
It wouldn't be my preference of Super
Bowl. I understand
Bowl,
what you're saying.
It would be a good game, for
okay.
sure.
So now who's six? Let's
all right,
go.
Now we got to go to number six. Now, look, much like the college playoffs, guys, I wasn't sure if maybe, like, if something happened to, like, 4 or 3, maybe 6 or 5 could pop up into one of the 4 spots. I don't know. But I just knew if I was going to make a list, I could not leave these guys off at 8-4. And that's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs are 6. Okay.
Put them there.
All right, so who's 4? Who makes it? TJ Jefferson. Okay. Just he's grabbing his
sweat. We don't need any type of suspense or anything.
Okay.
Mikey, could you help me with this, brother?
No. I don't know if he could do the music and the drop.
Go ahead. Let me just move this over this way so that people at home can see it.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
I got the Cowboys in at 4.
Great job, Mike.
And I got the Dolphins in at number 5.
Okay. All right. Mike Del Tufo, what do you have over there?
I love it because I am way different than you guys.
Because I'm
thinking this is, but understand, this is what we wanted to begin
exactly.
with. Okay,
I'm way different because I'm thinking TV. I go because I work in sports television.
You do? My God,
I gotta think TV.
What does that mean?
You gotta think TV. So mine. All right, I'm gonna start with number one.
Number one is
I'm simpatico with everybody.
Okay, very good.
San Francisco.
So who's that? San Francisco. Number two.
Number two. I'm going. I'm pulling it a little because they are actually the second best team in the league.
And that
Miami.
Is? Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Third.
You got South Florida wrapped up. By the way, you just want to dress like you dressed at the Super Bowl years ago and go back
TJ,
there and
I
have your
cafecitos. We want to go
Mike was a moment, Rich.
I'm ready for a sequin jacket at this point.
Dude, I can get you the reservation of Prime 112. You don't have to. Okay.
I'm in. See?
All right.
The Miami Mike move
now. Number three.
Philadelphia.
Okay.
I have to put Philly.
All right. Of course. Makes sense. Now, number six.
Six. They're out. And you guys are going to laugh, but they have to be because they're not in the top four. Baltimore. They're hanging outside.
I don't think
they're going to make it past.
The Ravens are hanging outside?
I don't think they make it past these other teams. The Ravens are out.
Okay.
All right, number four.
Please.
Do the right thing, Mike.
Okay.
You know exactly what I'm doing, TJ.
How about them Cowboys? Yeah!
The Cowboys are 4 because they're there. They're in that.
Okay.
And then the other team, sorry.
Guess the Chiefs are
out.
You're
going to shake it off, baby. Kansas City.
Look at you dropping that. All right.
I like it, Mike.
But so we're using the same 6 teams here. I can't wait to hear Brockman.
It's going
to
be way
now.
Different.
You're the guy here. We talk about college football playoff committee. Got it right.
Right. Got it right.
They got it completely right.
Got it right.
So this one is very important that you nail this and back your play.
Obviously.
Okay, Chris Brockman, go for it.
Mike, respect your moxie. You did a great job.
Thank you.
49ers are number one. Obviously, they got 532 strength of victory, which is number one in the league. They deserve it. They're the best team when healthy in the NFL. Now, number two, unlike the college football committee, I believe, Rich, it's a TV show, but also the defending champ gets a chance to defend their title.
Oh, my God.
The Kansas City Chiefs
look at you
are number
two.
Are number two.
Oh, my goodness.
Are number two because when healthy.
The Chiefs host a game in Arrowhead?
They're going to host a game in Arrowhead.
Okay.
They're the best team.
You gave Mahomes the home field.
Yeah, he deserves it.
By the way, I have no idea if that's the way our crazy system would work.
You give him home field.
All right, so that's it. Okay, Chiefs are 2.
He deserves it. And why does he deserve it over the number 3 team? Strength of victory, Rich. 0.490 for the Chiefs.
Wow, you did your math.
0.330
for the Dallas Cowboys. Oh. I need the Dallas Cowboys in my playoff. Also, got to have a possibility that they make the Super Bowl for ratings.
Cowboys, so
that's why they're in the three spot.
Cowboys, Chiefs, by the way. By the way, if Taylor Swift showed up to a Cowboys Chiefs game, would every television set break? That's the question.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of remote, Super Bowl, a lot of Taylor Roku remotes.
That's why the Cowboys have a better record. They got to go on the road, strength of victory.
You completely redeemed yourself.
Jim Nance, Sean McManus, they're all on their hope chests right now that would be the Super Bowl. Chiefs, Cowboys,
Vegas,
Taylor Swift.
Us.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're fifth.
We'll be there.
All right, sorry. Number six, what do you got?
Number six, they're having a great season. Love their quarterback, but nobody wants to watch him play. The Baltimore Ravens.
Nobody wants to watch them play.
They're not aesthetically pleasing. They're not aesthetically pleasing. Right. That is not going to rate.
Oh my goodness, I didn't know
that
we're going to
rate
here.
No. Not going to rate.
Oh, it's ugly football.
Not going to rate. Yeah. Nobody cares.
That's odd.
Nobody cares.
All right, makes it then?
All right, here's the deal. Niners, obviously, one of the most exciting, dynamic teams. This team is the second most exciting and dynamic team in the league.
Putting the Dolphins in.
They have scored the most points in the NFL. Okay. They do everything. They've got a great young coach, great young players, probably the MVP in the league in Tyreek Hill, the Miami Dolphins.
The cheetah makes
are
it.
Are number four.
All right.
And I got the Philadelphia
Eagles.
Eagles
are out.
They're out.
See ya.
Whoa. Eagles are out?
No cheese sticks.
Eagles are out. Jalen Hurts is banging. We don't watch Marcus Mariota play quarterback in the playoff. What are we doing?
By the way, how about him saying the defending champs deserve to be in just because of that alone? Because, look, Sarah's going to let you back in the house anyway. Doesn't matter. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that just because she's a Bulldog fan. Come on. You have to say that.
You're telling me Georgia's not one of the four best teams?
Okay,
come on.
This guy, Capen. Well done. Well done, everybody.
I would like to say,
I just think, my God, you Del Tufo, what did you just, and you guys leaving the Ravens out? You put the boo in Corrigan.
I'm with Brockman on this one.
Get out of here.
We don't want to. Yeah, I mean, right. I love the ball.
If the Cowboys beat the Eagles this week, I want to switch up my four.
All right, you know we could do. You know what we could do is we could open up the phone lines here like we did the old schedule game. Give us your top four.
I like it.
844-204 Rich, number to dial.
Call us. Let's go.
Disappointing you, Rich.
Because I left the Cowboys out?
Yeah.
Dude, the Chiefs have a division title right now. What are the Cowboys?
I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
I can be upset.
Ravens are a division winner.
Yeah. You got
left the Cowboys out.
Rich Eagles are leading the division.
Ratings. Rich doesn't care about the
Niners are leading. I've got four division leaders.
Doesn't care about ratings.
I've got a Super Bowl rematch. Doesn't care about ratings. Says a guy who put the Chiefs in specifically
for ratings.
For the ultimate rating.
Yeah, he cares about ratings.
Honestly, if there's anybody who will outrate the Cowboys, it's the Chiefs.
I don't think
with
so.
Taylor Swift. By the way, Taylor Swift is saving democracy. Okay?
Stop Whoa. It. One
You understand that?
It.
You're reading about that right now? Yeah. Get out.
What?
Just saying.
Where are we good?
I'm putting the Chiefs in for ratings. When we come back, hey, listen, and if anybody out there who thinks that Brockman is just a little bit too much for them or just a little bit too much by taking your team out like that, when we come back, we're going to talk a little baseball, and it's going to be fun.
Oh.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
For who?
Oh, for me.
Oh, yes.
And Mike. That's it.
Ooh, what a setup. Yikes.
Get an inside look at Hollywood with Michael Rosenbaum.
Let's get inside of my father, John Glover. You know, we watched Talkville, and most of these episodes I never saw.
I didn't watch the show.
You never once saw yourself on Smallville.
In the beginning, I used to look at myself all the time and love to. And then as I get older, I stopped.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm older.
I was going to talk to you about that because you're 79.
Yeah.
How old do you feel?
11.
Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum. Wherever you listen.
Stacking Benjamins with Joe and his good friend OG not only has great financial insight, it's laid back with humor too.
Joe talks with Stacking Deeds co-host Crystal Hammond.
I've always been a fan of nosy neighbors. I want nosy neighbors. They can tell you what's going on 10 times faster than you would know.
Again, what's she talking about, Doug?
Really?
We're repairing neighborhoods, but then we're into nosy neighbors and
I built a career off of that.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, check out tonight's game on Westwood One Radio, because you can listen to the Westwood NFL on Westwood One for free, sponsored by AutoZone all season long. Listen to every NFL game on Westwood One on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. That's right, Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me all season long for free, and get in the zone with AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help you find a fix for free. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. It's odd. I just went in the back and said hello to Jordan Seaton, the newest member of Colorado Buffalo's football program. He came up to here on me. My shoulder. He was sitting. So, Deion's got a winner.
Big man. Big man.
Nice. Big man.
Indeed. So he'll be out here shortly, and we'll chit chat with him.
Let's do it.
Because he's got to, he's got to protect that house. You know what I mean? All right. Phone lines are lighting up. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll take them in a second. So, Chris, you're Han Solo right now, right?
Han Solo.
Sarah's in Georgia doing where she's performing this weekend.
Yeah. So she's visiting her folks and then also performing in Atlanta tomorrow and Saturday. So go check it out if you're in that area. But just me and the dog and the Christmas tree.
So how is that for you? Well, now this is the way you used to live your life all the time.
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay.
No dog, just me.
No, just literally just you.
Literally just me.
Right.
And I go to your house on the weekends.
Right. Right, uh-huh. We'd feed you.
Yep.
And then you would go do whatever you wanted to do, whatever you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And then then you start cohabitating.
Uh-huh.
And then you have a child.
Yeah.
Now you've been in that child dad world for coming up on 4 years.
Almost 4 years.
Right.
Yeah.
So, where are you in the they're not there? Scheme of things.
So this has happened the last couple of years where around Christmas time.
Oh, that's not the first time.
No, yeah, of course. Usually it's cool for about a day and a half.
And then
it's like, oh, man.
Where is everybody?
Where is everybody? I miss them. It's empty. It's lonely. I haven't eaten because I'm not there to cook for myself.
Yes.
So it's just kind of like, and I'm not eating Cage's leftovers.
Yeah.
So last night was actually cool. I took a nap for the first time in forever.
Tell me what that's like.
I fell asleep on the couch, and it was
that's glorious.
No, I mean, I take 10, 15 minute power naps.
It was about a 45er.
Oh my God. I don't even know what that is.
It was tremendous.
It's beautiful. Man.
I don't even know what that is. What about the realization of how little you have in your life to determine your own schedule? You know what I'm saying? When the void is there, you realize how did I live so long?
Didn't have to do pickup.
Making my own choices. How did that happen?
Dinner, bath, right? Reading books. Didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
I took a shower at like 6. I was pretty much ready for bed by 6:30.
Okay. Are you leaving just things around the house you normally wouldn't?
Yep.
In places that you would never dare to even think of
definitely
doing?
Definitely left a cup. Left my glass out. Dude. I had some wine last night while I was watching Netflix.
And you didn't even rinse the cup, did you?
No, it's literally still on the tray with the red at the bottom.
So great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, I'll get to it when I get home.
You'll get to it when you get
to it.
I did
some
laundry.
Right,
I literally took what was out of the dryer.
You did laundry?
And just, I was out of socks. And then I just, I threw what was in the dryer just on the floor. It's still there on the floor.
No, hold on a second. Are you just showing off now or? Cause
no, I actually.
You didn't even just say do the smell test on the sock and just throw it back on. Because who's to know?
Normally I did.
That's the way you used to live your life.
Yeah.
Now you're doing laundry.
24/7.
Who are you? What's happened to you?
I'm a better man, Rich.
What do you guys think about hearing this since you're not in this world?
I love it, man. Because that's how I live my life. Do what you want.
I had popcorn for dinner. It was great.
That was just it? Just popcorn?
How did you sit on that key fact this entire time?
I was saving the button for the end.
By the way, that's a big finish.
Yeah. By the way, microwave, it's not bad. Microwave popcorn.
Hey, I'm living my best life right now, as you know. Oh, the Jets, notwithstanding. I'm just, just living my best life with the Michigan Wolverines. They're America's team, as we all know, fighting for all that's right in college football. being the villain. I've never rooted for a team as the villain, being comfortable with it right now. I kind of dig it. Kind of living my best life right now. I get Mike Conley of the Timberwolves is coming on later on, and at some point, and even though his team's 16-4 and he's doing great, I'll ask him if he follows college football. It'll be great. Stay tuned for that.
You're not going to be happy to alienate every The Ohio State Buckeye.
I don't really. I haven't yet. I don't know. And then, you know, last night, Juan Soto becomes a Yankee.
Oh.
And saw that. I'm like, all right, who do we give up? And then I see, you know, I don't see the name Volpe or Peraza. I don't see any of them. I mean, there's...
Michael King is good.
Michael King's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
I had him at the end of fantasy
Brito had a game or two last year, you know. The other pitchers, I'm assuming, are really good in the system. I don't know. And Higashioka, getting Higgy with it, he's a very serviceable catcher. But I'm like, okay, we didn't even give up Alex Verdugo. So the Yankees got the prize player from the Mookie Betts trade from Boston to come to the Yankees. And I honestly thought you yesterday were like, they're just going to flip him. Like, they got him to just flip him.
That's what everyone like was saying.
You thought he was the Jrue Holiday of the situation.
Yeah, for sure.
All right?
Nope.
And nope. He's going to be in left. Oof. And Soto will be in right. And Judge will be in center. So this tweet that the Yankees put out, this stays with the exception of the beard will be gone. To take one last look at Verdugo's beard, because that'll be gone.
Yep.
See you later. But guess what? Doogie's staying in the Bronx, in the boogie town. And so I'm just sitting in my head, how does this lineup go, man? Does Soto protect Judge? Does Judge protect Soto? And, you know, Stanton, where does he go when he's healthy?
Oh yeah,
you know, I'm kind of digging it. Like Brian Cashman, two salutes, sir. Well done,
Rich.
And it's not my money; it's Star Insurance's money.
Well, this is the last year of his contract. He's a free agent next year,
which is maybe why they you don't think they're going to sign him? We'll see.
Who knows?
Might not want to be there. He might want to grow a beard.
He might want to grow a beard. May want to go play for the Mets.
I doubt that.
I mean.
Tony, nothing.
Imagine going to work a job either. And they say you can't have facial hair in the year 2023.
I love it. Well done on Cashman.
So
get
weird.
Him in the system. Get there and let's go. I love it.
Rich, if you told me I couldn't have a beard on the show, I don't know, man.
I'm not that crazy.
I don't know if I could do it.
That's a George M. Steinbrenner III thing. That's the one way, I guess, that Hal's like his dad. No beards, no facial hair, whatever. Just weird, rake. Man. Just be weird. Healthy and rake.
I agree.
You know? And so Coop and I were sitting there last night. This, you know what Coop says to me? So I'm just lying there with him. He's going to go to college, and people are going to say to him, well, your favorite teams? And he'll say Patriots, Celtics, Yankees. And they're going to be like, who the hell are you?
That's weird. That's weird.
What sort of weirdo are you? And I'm like, a great, brilliant one. He's like, what will be John Sterling's home run call for Juan Soto? I thought, that's a very good question, son. Very good question. And I'm like, what is it going to be? Soto Grande? Right? He had no idea what that was. I'm like, it's a town. I don't know.
Juan Baby Juan?
I don't know.
Soto-licious?
I don't know. Or if there's nobody on base, Soto goes solo.
Solo.
You know what I mean? I can't wait. That's all I'm saying.
He got off to a slow start last year, but he ended up having a really big, good season. 35-109, led the league in walks.
You know who had none of those stats last year?
410 on base.
The Yankees.
He was sixth in NL MVP.
None of
voting.
Them. Let's get Yamamoto in here and let's go to work.
Nah, you won't get him. Stop. Keep your hands off of Yamamoto.
Yeah, let's go to work.
Yamamoto's coming to Boston.
Let's go to work. Okay.
Now, he'll be in New York, just not with the Yankees.
What's Verdugo's home run call?
He doesn't hit that many, so.
Can't wait.
Not going to hear it that often.
I'm feeling better about the Yankees today.
We're
waiting on Ohtani. Waiting on Ohtani.
It's going to be a long wait.
All right. Jordan Seaton, the new Colorado Buffalo, is physically here in studio. That's hour two. And I see all the phone lines. Hey, everybody who's hanging in there, Stay on hold. We're going to get to you an hour or two. It's all about us. And the best thing about us is...
No chance.
It's about us.
He's not listening.
He's not listening. He's not listening.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
I was.
Were you?
Travis Etienne's brother entered the portal. You see that?
What'd you say?
Trevor Etienne, who's Florida's running back, Travis's younger brother, in the portal.
You know, Travis called that after a Florida loss. He goes, little bro got to get out of there. He tweeted
little bro
that
had 1,500 yards and 15 touchdowns.
You know what it is?
He balled out.
Guys, it is free.
It's crazy.
Agency.
He's going to Colorado, watch.
Are you ready for that, by the way? Every December is college football free agency. Are you ready for it?
Kids have earned it. So
I haven't.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It's wild.
It's free agency.
Did you see the number? There's been 400 more kids entered the portal than last year.
Did you see the number of Michigan Wolverines who have entered the portal?
Are you doing a bit?
I'm not doing a bit.
Oh, is it a lot?
None?
I hear what? A lot or none, right?
I say zero.
Zero.
I have no idea.
It's
zero. Exactly. There's no way.
Zero.
Why would you leave?
Point. Zero. Well, I mean, if you think your coach is a cheater and he's going to go to the NFL. Nobody does.
Except for everybody except you.
I mean, what do you mean nobody does?
What do you mean nobody does?
When it's all said and done.
And Michigan gets their title,
it's taken
away?
Let's put a pin in this.
What are you talking about?
Put a pin in it. Jordan Seaton coming up.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
1995, when WCW announces they're going to be live and head-to-head with Monday Night Raw, feels like this would have been something Vince would have kind of laughed off.
No, we did not like them moving to Monday nights. There were a lot of hotels. They all carried CNN, TBS, and TNT. Vince was convinced that Ted Turner had deviously done this deal to get in the hotels and keep us out.
Something to Wrestle, wherever you listen.